Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Speaking at the launch of RTE's coverage of the championship, head of sports Declan McBennett said he believes GAA referees' microphones will become part of big game coverage in the near future. As it stands, RTE has access to the referees' feed for some of the year's biggest matches, but they're not currently in use as part of the match day broadcast. But how would that go down with GAA referees? Would they like having their every word open to scrutiny in front of a live TV or radio audience? Well, joining me now to discuss this is Chairman of Offaly GAA Referees Association and four-time All-Ireland hurling referee, Brian Gavin. Brian, you're very welcome to the programme.
Welcome, Cormac. How are you?
It's all nicey-nicey on big match day, isn't it?
I suppose it is, yeah. But I welcome the move because, I think there's a little bit of a misunderstanding between some supporters and even management of the rules of GAA. And it would be nice, I think, to hear referees explain their main decision. I don't know about explaining every decision or we could be under pressure, but I think their main decision would be very important, you know.
Yeah, but so, it could lead to increased scrutiny, Brian, couldn't it?
Well, I think that's already there with the amount of Twitter and all camera angles and radios that matches as it is. So, look, I think the referees would welcome it. A perfect example would be David Goff in the league game lately, where he sent off four players in the one incident. So if he was there to explain his decision, I'm sure people would understand and wouldn't be wondering why there was so many lads sent off. So
yeah, you'd want to be pretty sure of yourself, Brian, wouldn't you? Like, I can't imagine. You've done four All-Ireland finals and in front of 82,000 people in Croke Park, and they really want to win. Both sets of fans really passionate, and you better be sure, as you're running at some pelt to catch up with the slitter, you better be sure that a split-second decision is correct.
Absolutely, and as I said to your researcher, it actually would put some pressure on referees to make sure that the call they're making is the correct one, you know. I suppose the little bit of difference, though, to put a perspective on it, Cormac, is in rugby to have a chance to talk to someone else and review the decision and, you know, hop the idea off another person that's a review official to see if they have the right decision made. So it would be a little bit different in GAA if they were going down that route. I suppose we can compare it to the yellow and black cards of his hesitancy there. They've worked out. The black card has worked out. Hawkeye has worked out. Mm-hmm. But I think if we phase this in a gradual, slow process and let people get used to it first, and especially referees, because they're the ones that's in the limelight. And as you said, the odd vocabulary word might be used in the wrong way or by a player.
Yeah.
So I think if we phase it in gradually, I think it's something to look forward to and something to embrace.
Because you'd like to see it come in, would you then? You'd agree with Declan McBennett?
Yeah, I just think there's a breakdown of communication between the players, management and supporters and the referees' interpretation of the rules and the actual rules. Mm. And anything that can help the game to improve it. Because communication is vital in any walk of life. And I think if people get to hear it from the referee's point of view, look, I'm given the penalty, your two arms wrap around him, he's dragged to the ground, it's a penalty and a black card. You know, I think everyone is happy with that, you know.
Communication is important, Brian. And can I ask you about how you talk to players, and maybe more importantly in this regard, how players talk to you on big match day? Because do they talk like they do in rugby to referees? Sir, excuse me, sir, may I look for an explanation? May I look for an explanation as to your decision? Is that how they talk?
You might know my answer now by laughing.
Ref, you're bleeding.
Look, I suppose to answer that, it's a two-way pro. It depends on how the player talks to you, Cormac. You know the type of way.
Yeah.
If he has a bit of calm demeanour about him, you're going to answer him in that. But if he's coming roaring his head off like that, you'll get it hard to keep your cool with him. But yeah. I suppose you have the tools to keep him cool with the yellow and red card in your pocket as well.
I'll throw a few names at you. John Milan, I'd say, was a cool customer to deal with, was he?
John was a grand fella, yeah.
He's a brilliant analyst, I'll tell you. But I'd say he was a tough cookie.
Yeah.
You got a belt of a hurl off Tommy Walsh from Kilkenny. I'd love to hear what you said at the time, huh?
Well, I was that stunned. I wasn't able to say and Cormac, you know, but these things. But there is players, I think, designed now on teams that the one man or the two lads go out and question most of the referee's decisions. You know, the type of way. Mm. Some county managers are embracing it and trying to use it to their advantage. So the referee has to be on his game. But, you know, as I said, if we can improve this, I just think there's a lack of communication between referee and the general public on rules. Mm-hmm. And if we can close that gap, I think it's good for everybody, you know.
Yeah. In 2017, I'm sure you possibly featured in this. I'm sure you watched it. RTÉ aired a documentary, Brian, called All-Ireland Day, the Hurling Final, which provided viewers with an intimate look at one of the most significant days on the Irish sporting calendar. The show featured an in-game clip from the final, which allowed fans to hear exactly what tip referee Fergal Horgan was saying when he scolded Galway's Niall Burke and Waterford's Shane Fives after a minor incident now. Let's have a listen to this.
Niall Burke was being fouled by Shane Fives, who were getting to know each other a little bit earlier.
There, 2, 20, come here. Shh, quiet, right? You caught him there and pulled him. Yeah. Not another word out of Jovi. You came in, right? You got it out of the way. Shh, no more. Yeah. No more. There's no need of it. Hold him like that.
There you go, Brian. How do you impose yourself on players as a referee?
Yeah, like that's exactly what Fergal does. You try and actually, and this is where no one gets it as a referee, you try and quench a situation before it escalates. That's exactly what you try to do as a referee, by having a word of players off the ball, coming out from a puck out. You know, you're mic'd up to your linesmen, umpires, they're telling you what's going on. So you're trying to defuse a situation before it started. That's the key to being a really top referee. And you can hear Fergal there, quenching a situation, whereas that, if that is a new referee coming in, he could be gone in there with 2 yellow cards straight away, and lads are under pressure then for the rest of the game. So you try and defuse situations before the gow a hand, so to speak. So that's a perfect example of what we're talking about, that clip there.
Yeah, it's time for the GAA to involve technology in referees' decisions, as a listener. An extra minute or two video scrutiny to get the big decisions right is vital. Would you go along with that, Brian?
Absolutely. Sure. Look at Loud Cormac years ago, like their prize of a Leinster final, a small county boxing above their weight. Wouldn't that be great? With the ghost goal down with Limerick and Tipperary that time, you know, all these decisions, or Waterford and Tipperary, should say, all these decisions for the sake of 30 seconds and to help a referee and stop the controversy, I definitely embrace it and welcome it.
A listener says plenty of cursing in club rugby and soccer as well. Tell me this, be honest now, Brian. Did you ever curse at a player?
Absolutely, Cormac. Absolutely. Yeah. 100%.
Well, can you remember the situation?
Yeah, I remember Cork or Clare and Waterford, one of my first league games, and we were after playing Clare in so many league games. As an awfully supporter, I was going to matches, and I always used to see Frank Lohan going up challenging the referee. Yeah. But I caught Frank coming one day in the corner of my eye, coming up to challenge my decision. And before he got to me, I had told him in no uncertain terms not to come any further.
He said,
"Get back into the corner." And there was a few words. There was a few words in between that corner, as you can imagine.
Move back, sir. Move back to the corner, sir.
And I had a great relationship with the two Lohans after. And, you know, that's one example that comes to my mind. But sometimes you have to step above your tone, has to raise to try and get your point
Look at it. I know awfully people intimately. I know who you talk. And there might be a mush or two in there, but there was an expletive, I bet. Damien says, in relation to referees wearing microphones, as someone who tends to use profanities too frequently, I actually felt embarrassed while listening to Shane Lowry cursing during the US Masters. But by God, he came close, in fairness to Shane Lowry. And I am. do you have a comment on that, Brian?
Great bit of coverage, though. Yeah, but you look at with the nice lads like Dustin Johnson going around, you nearly have to drag words out. Listen, people want to, like, a lot of people would give up about that in America or somewhere, but I thought it was great that they're nice. And you want to hear my GAA match going on? Shame.
Brian, the bleeding line is breaking on us, but we heard you for sure. The man in black of Offaly and the GAA, Brian Gavin, thank you very much indeed.